Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Caitlin.
This is Dave.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Yanni.
And this is Will.
And we have two guests spectating tonight.
Hi, Blake. I'm the smartest man alive.
That's Blake and Heiko.
But in what order?
Generally, yes.
HX.
Yes.
Somebody gets to highlight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going to get weird and cool yet now?
It's probably someone's going to be, like, hot and cool instead of sharp and weird.
So
you're shitty at being.
You still haven't developed to the point.
No, I have. I'm at zero with both.
Hold on,
I gotta
take this.
Whoa.
It's true.
Okay.
Pretty hardcore.
Bye-bye. Which one would you prefer?
Let's go with silver.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I was weird and cool last time, so. I'm also at.
I just put it on top of the fridge.
I've advanced once, at least.
I think I would still like to see you be weird.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you be weird enough yet.
Oh.
It'll weird it up.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And you've advanced once, you said?
Yes, I've advanced one time.
Let's see, last time you were cool. Let's see if you're sharp.
Alright, yeah. Do that.
Figure and situations and people.
Susan?
I think I'll let Duncan decide.
Oh.
Susan A.
He's running things.
Mm-hmm.
No,
all
right. That's silver.
I want to
see running the
you
running
be...
Ah, yes.
Hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I know it's not your best.
He's a dolphin with a submachine gun.
That's true.
But I need you to
I have a gun now.
You already had a gun. A really high-tech gun.
It's not really.
It only works on vehicles.
Okay.
No, it doesn't work on vehicles.
It works,
on people
it works
in vehicles.
You can't even
it
blow up a vehicle. You can
persons.
Only harm people who.
Yeah.
Wow, that is extremely specific.
It is extremely specific.
Yeah.
So it's anti-personal.
Yep. I mean, it would probably work on a soundproof room, too.
There aren't a whole lot of those around here.
No.
That's true.
Do you roll weird or sharp? Weird or cool, sorry. You were weird and sharp last time, right?
I do not roll weird very well.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a few times. I've got two in sharp and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And minus two in hot and weird. And I've got hard highlighted.
Or you could just...
Yeah, we haven't really gotten to look at your stats yet.
Yeah.
I've taken a good look at them, but it's a hard choice.
Well, hard is already taken.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten...
Yeah,
but did you get any advancements?
I'm at 1.2.
Okay.
I'm at 1.2. Joanna, are you also at 1.2?
She's at 1.4.
I'm at 1.4.
I'm at 2.1.
Gross.
Yay! I know. It kind of was. Well, I mean, you highlight the Skinner's hot three sessions running.
Well, you're going to be cool this time. Because...
It's cool.
It's
not like I took a move that uses cool. Oh, wait, it is.
What move is that, Yanni?
Manipulate people. Easy to trust.
Yeah,
oh, what a cool move.
Yeah. Well, it uses cool.
I'll drop it eventually.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Who does Man of the Most history with?
I think
well,
at this
I,
point
I think
you should
gross.
Just take it as well.
Let's see. What do you have? What? Okay.
I can do it all.
I think you need to be cool today.
Cool.
That's a thing.
I can race
what's,
for third.
Let's then see you be hard again.
Man's pretty good at being cool and hard.
Yeah. I'm just trying to...
It's kind of his high concept. He's very cool. Ask all the ladies.
It's cool.
The reason
I'm
changing it up so early for you is just because you've been stuck with the same two.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to have things I'm halfway decent at highlighted instead of...
That one is at negative
yeah.
two.
Great.
Average is zero.
I need you to highlight me.
Okay. Silver, let's see you be...
Not to say it wasn't fun... doing weird the hard way.
We still haven't seen you be weird yet, have we? Be
no,
weird.
Not.
I order you.
If I may be so weird.
It
shall
be
weird
party.
It's
fun to be
weird.
We can be weird together.
That would be pretty weird.
Alright, what you want?
Let's see if you heart.
Oh, balls.
You can poison someone's drink.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. I totally could.
That's a pretty awesome
you pretty,
move.
In fact. Pretty much do that.
I want you to do some stuff on your own terms this session. I mean, on your own fists.
Right.
Walking on your fists.
Hmm.
Stand on your own gun for a change.
We'll
see.
Acrobatics. I want you to be a trapezist this session. Great.
Trapezist?
It's man.
Man? Okay.
Alright, let's see. I'd like to see you be cool. Keep your cool.
Yes. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Let's see.
You saw your psychic maelstrom yesterday.
You did.
Yesterday.
Two sessions ago, yeah.
Stop her. She's advancing too quick.
It doesn't matter.
It does. It's a contest.
It might be yesterday to those listening at home. If they're benching the feed.
We have listeners. I know we do.
Let's do sharp.
Perfect.
Actually.
Sharp and cool. I like that a lot.
Does anyone want to summarize for Lively?
I actually listened to it, but I would
awesome.
Also like to hear a summarization.
You got into some trouble last time.
Yes, I was all excited about going and working for Omi Wise and Lamprey, and then I went to Lamprey's part of town, which was super, super luxe, and then had a little bit of an interaction with Lamprey, and Lamprey is very particular, and Lamprey got a little rough and knocked me out. So that happened.
I had one question
However,
about that.
Lamprey's henchman, who is David Bowie. What is his name?
Damson.
Actually, Will said something last session that ruined Damson for me, so now this is Damson.
Who is Damson?
I don't care.
That's
is
ridiculous.
That, I don't know who that is.
Whatever it is,
that,
great.
That's
like
John Barrowman from Torchwood and Doctor Who.
Okay.
Because he said it was Dark Harkness.
Greg still wants a piece of it.
Yeah. So I brought this so Will would have to look at it all session.
I'm alright.
He'll be gazing at him.
So, yeah, so he, yeah.
So that's Damson.
Yeah,
that's what he looks like now.
I think I liked him better when he was Bowie.
No, he's still dressed like David Bowie.
What?
He didn't mention that.
Not in so many words.
You see,
he's got the cod piece.
You said David Bowie, and then he said Jack Harkness, so now it's John Barrowman dressed like David Bowie.
Seems legit.
So I had a question about
Grace
how
okay
that scene
this.
That scene kind of had a, like a hard cut. It was like bam,
yep.
And cut.
Yeah.
So do we find out in this one what happened to Hugo during that time?
Yes.
All right.
I suppose we will.
I wondered if that was like
maybe.
Something that got
maybe
that I listened wrong because I was
yeah.
hitting it.
In fact,
I'm
I think
it to
you're
her.
Gonna figure that out.
Lively was upset about that scene.
Aww.
He was, because he loves Grace.
Aww.
In his
yeah, he doesn't
creepy,
know.
Moist way. He doesn't
I don't know. He might be listening to the podcast.
That's true. Oh, dear.
That would be interesting.
Yes.
What a twist.
Yeah, but we also had some other action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Susan. What did you
I went off on my own and, like, scouted out some places.
After
and
you and Man finagled the gun out of Silver.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And also, you agreed to meet Man's mom.
For dinner. And have a sleepover.
We didn't talk about the sleepover yet. That's not in character.
Oh. Well, I'm confused. I thought it was.
The sleepover was
just
a potential in story. We don't know whether we're going to have a sleepover or not. I don't
know, but I mean, that's, that having dinner with your mom and
that,
having the sleepover was the plan as far as Susan understood it.
And Man is going to, he's finally gotten a chance to be in a match.
Getting
yes.
a shot.
He is going to put on a mask and he'll be known as the Masked Man.
No one will be able to suck it out.
It's a mystery.
Yep. Mystery wrestler. The Masked
yeah.
Man.
It'll just be like El Santo.
Who is the man underneath the mask?
Mm.
Oh no, give it away.
One guy in the crowd shouting, yes.
So,
and
fantastic.
You talked. You spoke with your authority.
Mm.
That was the session before.
Yeah.
And you scattered out some stuff.
You were there.
Mm-hmm. He was in the middle of scouting out the tigers.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cliffhanger.
We don't know.
Yeah, it was all cliffhanger all the time.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of an awesome way to end the session.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Gold Mine may be having some trouble with the locales.
Oh, yeah.
As apparently Pierre's disappearance has gone noticed.
Yeah. Pierre may have been a locale.
But you know,
or an informant at least,
yeah,
which means they go down real easy.
I bet if you poison some guys from the locales,
yet.
They'll never bother you again.
It's a distinct possibility.
Don't tell him what to do. Silver is his own character.
And the bear is.
Yep.
The bears.
Yeah, I don't know how they enforce licensing.
Bear licensing?
Apparently, I have unlicensed bears.
Well, you just gotta get them to take their licensing tests.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Which sort of automatically comes with unlicensed corpse disposal. So there's that.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they know about that.
I don't think they
knew
either.
About that.
Then you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you just get... those bears need to take their written test and they'll be fine.
There's certainly some potential for danger there. Man certainly didn't tell Susan that people weren't supposed to know about the corpse disposal.
Susan is nothing if not literal.
Lovely oversight.
It hasn't happened yet. It'll be fine.
It's fine.
We did talk about not... marking hunger this session. I'm gonna go ahead and loop dangerously into it.
All right,
do it.
Mark some hunger.
Can only lead to awesomeness.
Puts me at 10.
And
can only lead to awesomeness.
Maybe
it'll make you all irritable.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Could I see the rules on hunger right now?
Basically, if I get to 12,
you start eating people.
No, I just start taking -1 ongoing cumulative.
Yeah.
Until you eat people.
Until you eat people.
I don't think
that people are actually a valid food.
Yeah,
but
dolphins,
kipper snakes.
We get a special move. You roll hard on a 10+, it satisfies your hunger.
So if dolphins eat tuna, and you do tuna in a can on people, but can you then eat those?
I think it's metaphorical.
It does make sense.
I think that's just a nickname.
But you're literal minded.
But you're literal minded.
So you should at least try it.
Maybe
a water can.
I've got time. I'm working on a reconnaissance mission.
I think I'll be okay.
Food resupply. Does the food resupply take you all the way back to zero?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can reset one track to zero.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm only at 6 on damage and 3 on ammo. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Charge resets itself.
Well, there's any chance you'll find a savvy head to fix your suit, right?
Could happen.
Sure.
Oh, and if you've been writing the tigers as tigers, you need to put a WY in there, okay?
Yes.
That's for you.
Thank you so much.
I changed it on my sheet.
Joanna's making the little heart symbol with her hands.
Yay. Did I write tigers?
So is it supposed to be twigers?
No, they're
tigers.
Tigers,
but they're also
they're,
twigers.
They're
spelled in the manner
twigers.
Of who's the author or the philosopher?
It's John Locke.
John Locke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're,
also
they're
spelled
like
with a W.
The sociopath. they use them to apply to like a special variety of sociopathic kind of person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which we now go by the much less interesting title of douches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like Twiger.
Twiger is better than douche.
So, speaking of people who have danced with tigers, I think we should start out with Lively.
With Lively. What he's been up to.
I think when you wake up, Grace is... We're going to go back to that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is asleep. And what do you do when you wake up there? You see her.
Hmm. Well, I think the first thing Lively does is something appropriately creepy. Like, I think he touches her hair or smells it a long time. For a long time. Like, way too long.
Her hair smells of soap. She's very meticulous about her grooming.
Yeah.
She can afford soap.
Is it sexy soap or just soap?
It's just soap.
She's not that rich.
Clean soap.
Clean soap.
Ooh.
Yeah. Clean soap.
Not everyone has clean soap.
Yeah. So there's that. Then he will sort of quietly get dressed, being careful not to disturb her or wake her up. And then I think one of the last things that he'll do is just as a sort of... No, he does two last things. One last thing is he will take something, like some small little thing, like maybe one of her earrings, if he can find something like that, if it's not packed up from her wardrobe, or some tiny little something.
Okay, I'm actually going to ask you to do a special move for that.
Okay,
I want you to,
yeah.
Roll, you know what, roll sharp.
Yes.
And
well, that's a five, so no.
Well, I, if you want, you can, I can give you something, but it may be problematic later. You can find something and take it.
I would prefer something inconvenient.
Okay. I think you find a... Do you have anything that belonged to your dad?
Yes. He... What's a good thing that he would have? He had a ring. Not particularly fancy, but it was a man's ring. It's too big for any of my fingers, so...
What does it look like?
It's a simple gold band.
Just a simple gold band.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you find that ring then.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Hugo's.
Lovely.
No.
Well, in she doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. Where do you put it? Do you put it on?
Oh, yes,
you?
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then here's another question. I don't know if this is asking for too much, but I was wondering if, just before I go, Lively will reach over and touch Grace one last time to try to do a brainer move. Is that
all
asking
right.
for too much?
Oh, you can
no,
certainly
I'm unconscious.
Touch that.
Would you like to
make? Perfect. Lovely. All right. So I'm going to do puppet strings
yes, you
because,
are.
Yeah. Because
can
honestly,
I,
last.
Can my
last
mind
session,
fight Lively?
Oh, yes.
F3 weird, Grace.
What is it?
That puts me numbers. That's 9.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to do this anyway, but I can't
yeah,
actually.
I
okay.
would fight for it, but it's not going to ever.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
Oof. Nope. I am boned. That is a 5.
You were boned.
You were boned.
I was indeed boned, yes.
Yes. And so, puppet strings.
Puppet strings. We rolled the rule for that. We haven't done that yet this campaign, I don't think.
I actually did it to man. Yes, I did it to man.
That's
so
true,
he can't
because
hurt
with,
me.
In that room.
Yeah,
in
that
ever.
Room.
In that
ever.
Room.
Ever.
In that room. Which is inconvenient now, since I didn't realize Grace was leaving. But that's okay.
If you ever go back to that room, you're super safe.
I know, yeah, it's like home base. And then you can't get me. You can't get me.
Shivers in her sleep.
I love how specific you have to be with man. Yeah.
In this room.
It doesn't mean that Lively can't still just do one harm to you.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I can't just... Yeah. Anyway, so what I will do to Grace...
I do remember you're hypnotized.
I'm hypnotized.
You're still holding 3.
That's right. And so what are those... What does that... What are those...
I thought I had you write that down.
Yes, I do have it right. I do have it written down.
I can just go back over
me on
that. Sure.
How that is implemented on with scanners.
You can spend hold to give me something I want, to act as my eyes and ears, to fight to protect me, to do something I tell you to.
Mm-hmm.
You can also. Oh, I can also. I can also distract you and make you act under fire to do something.
Okay.
And I can give you +1 and inspire you. At any time I want, regardless of whether I'm there.
Okay.
Because it's the thought of me that does it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the hypnotism is simply the state of having that three hold? Is that
yes.
It?
So you're sort of infatuated or in love with me, right. And that's that kind of situation.
Okay. All right.
Isn't there a limitation on harm or something like
no,
that?
No, that's only for NPCs. NPCs can't act against me when they're hypnotized. So Hugo can't act against me.
I gotcha. All
right.
But Lively can if he wants.
Yes.
But I can mess with him to do. I can spend hold to mess with him.
Right.
That wasn't worth spending hold on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Well, the five, not worth it, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so I have one hold against you if you fulfill my command.
Which is?
Which is what I'm thinking about. You cannot... I want to say avoid, but that's way too generalized.
I can't refuse you?
You can't flee
or
bar the door on me.
All right, the next time I see you, I have to come to you. I can't run away.
You cannot run away. You don't have to actually come to me.
Yeah, I would
but
think
you
that
can't
would be too harsh. Running
yeah.
away
I don't
would
care.
Be
exactly.
No, I mean like mechanically in terms of
how that works.
Of how I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no fleeing and no barricading.
And am I acting under fire? Or I simply can't do it.
If you don't do it, it says you can plan a command inside their mind. You can spend hold, no matter the circumstances, you can spend hold to either inflict harm or give them -1. If they fulfill your command, that removes the hold.
I see. So you could punish me by harming me.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to understand that.
You
so Lively right. has one
but
hold.
I only have one hold, right. So I can only...
Cannot.
The only reason I'm not doing it the other way is because I don't want to establish what the minimum distance on
exactly.
that is.
Right, yeah. I don't want to do that either.
I would just,
yeah.
like, imagine you, like, leaving Lambrie's house in the middle of the night.
Right.
Well,
wandering the streets.
That could be
like, fine.
That could be difficult on its own.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I think what it would be was the next time I saw Lively, I would have to go to him. But this is perfectly fine, too.
No, yeah, I actually prefer the idea of...
This is more subtle.
Exactly.
It is more subtle.
It's part of that.
She won't even know she's being manipulated.
That's right. She won't even know. She'll just not be able to run.
By comparison, he's much less creepy than Lambrie.
Yes.
That's right. He
it's
just
a
wants,
different kind of creepy.
Just wants to be near you, Grace.
Just moist.
Just moist. That's all he is.
The ring went on, like, real smooth.
Yeah.
It's fogging up.
Oh, gross.
Oh, and also, because that was weird and weird is highlighted, I now have charismatic, which means that when I roll to manipulate or seduce, I roll with weird. So.
Manipulate or seduce?
Well,
but you have both moves.
When try to manipulate, it's from the Hocus book.
It's just manipulate.
It's just
manipulate.
The brainer has one that's seduce. So
that's
a,
right.
Yes.
That's
transition.
Which one do you want?
I want manipulate because I want to. Oh, you want? You would rather I seduce?
No.
It's your character.
You can always take the other one.
Yeah, I think I would prefer
you'll have more advances.
Yeah, let's do...
Unless you seduce with everything.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so there's that. And then after touching Grace again and petting her hair, I go ahead and quietly leave. Just go. All right. Chuckling, maybe. Chortling.
Wetly.
Wetly. Moistly.
It's like every Disney henchman.
When you leave, you see Hugo coming up the hall. He's going towards Grace's quarters. What do you do?
I hail him and say, "Hello, Hugo. How goes it?"
Hey! He's already drunk.
Aww.
It's like, what, 7:30?
7:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
I see you had a lovely long night, Hugo. Are you on the way to Grace's?
I am.
Oh, you might not
want
to.
What are you doing around here?
Well, I was just leaving Grace's.
She's good at her job. She's a good girl.
She is. She's highly talented. I appreciate her and her gifts. And, I just wanted to let you know she is sleeping, and perhaps you shouldn't disturb her.
She won't mind if it's me. She never minds. But I'll tell her that you...
I'll pass on your compliments.
Ah, well. Very well.
Hey, what? What's that on your hand?
A glove. Would you like to see it? Look at it. It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you wear them on both hands, or?
You know, I was actually thinking that lively. We've been acting like it's only one hand, like the right hand.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
I should have asked you in the last session, which hand did you put your ring on?
I think he puts it on under the glove.
Okay.
Because
smart.
He wants to be
okay.
Discreet about it.
Okay.
Because very it's smart. Not that he wants to show everybody that he all of a sudden has a gold ring now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
to say. It's totally under,
with the glove.
Under the glove.
Why do you only wear one glove?
Well, it's a sad story, dear Hugo. I lost the other one in a fight.
That's tragic.
It's horrible for a man to lose glove.
My heart would be broken had I lost a glove.
My heart was, dear Hugo. It was. And so now I only have this one, and it's very dear to me. And I would, you know, allow you to try it on, only you might run off with it, and so that's not allowed.
Oh, can I please?
He's
really smashed.
You cannot try on the glove. You can inspect it, feel it, if you want. You can look at it. But it stays on my hand, because it's mine.
That's okay. I'm going to go talk to Grace.
Are you sure? You would have to wake her up. She's had a long night. That might not be too kind. She might not appreciate that.
Do you not want me to wake her up?
I just think that it's not exactly nice of you to wake her up. She's had a long, hard night, a performance, all sorts of things going on. So, you know, perhaps maybe you can just continue.
Well, you can't have worked her out that hard. What'd you do?
He just sort of grits his teeth. And, like, I guess takes his horrible, drunken shoulder pat, like, too hard, because Lively's not exactly, you know, muscular. He goes, ha-ha! You wouldn't know, would you? And he slaps him on the back again with the glove hand.
Beautiful. Would you like to roll?
I would love to roll! So that's an 8. And so, what will I command Hugo to do? I think the puppet string will be that if I tell Hugo to do something or ask a favor of him, he must do it. Is that too much? If I say, Hugo, I need you to X, would that make it more
specific?
You're
going to need a specific phrase that other people don't accidentally stumble upon.
Okay.
Boy, that Italian family over there sure is quiet.
The mackerel fries nicely.
Would you kindly?
No!
Just something you won't accidentally say.
Won't accidentally say.
Yeah.
My, what lovely weather we're having, Hugo.
Okay!
And
there
then,
you go, it's Simon Says.
So it's Simon Says, and so once I say that, he does what I say, yes. All right.
And of course he can choose not to...
That's fine.
But take the harm.
But take the harm. Yay!
And,
So, yeah, so I slap him as hard on the back as I can, which probably doesn't faze him, but...
No, it doesn't. No. You put in that suggestion, and also I want you to remember that last time you interacted with Hugo, you had that negative role.
Yes. Yeah.
This is going to remind you of the consequence of that, which was that Hugo is now into you.
A little bit.
So
little
he's
bit
just,
too interested.
He's just going to just... give you a long hug there that lasts a little bit too long.
Oh, so here's another thing. I also drugged him with the receptivity drugs, which says tagging someone gives you +1 hold if you then use a brainer move on them.
Mm-hmm. So now you hold 2.
Mm-hmm. So now I
hold
2. Lovely.
I just wanted to remind you of that, though, because...
Yes. No, that's great. I'll fight Damson for him. absolutely most displeased.
Definitely going to be an exciting love quadrangle.
That's not how damsel rolls. I have to assume.
Yeah. There's always room for one more.
Evidently, that's not how Hugo rolls.
Hugo might be surprised.
I was all excited to have a big old party. Thanks, we just invited one more.
That's right. It's going to be a party at Lamprey's house. Oh, so many things are going to happen.
A sad, sad party.
Sad party.
So, sad. you do now have power over Hugo, but you don't want him to go and ride with the Greys.
That's fine. He can go wake her up at this point, and maybe he'll do something stupid and embarrassing, and she'll be cranky, and she won't like him. I don't know. Maybe.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of... I won't go there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I continue out of, I guess, Silver's gold mine. Passing people.
Okay. And as you're leaving, you hear Colin say, you hear someone call, sir, to Hugo.
Hmm.
And you look behind you, and it's two people, and one of them is definitely the guy who ransacked your apartment.
Ah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's stopping,
he's talking to Hugo. He hasn't seen you yet because you were leaving.
Hmm.
He's with a woman who is also very tall, like him. She's wearing a suit and a white turtleneck.
Yes.
I think we totally forgot about mentioning them in the recap.
Yeah. Lucky thing, though, that I listened to the thing.
To it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
And,
Well, I think that I will conveniently dip into a convenient small alcove and wait for them to pass so that I might engage them in conversation.
Okay.
I don't know who this woman is.
You're just going to succeed in doing that. And Hugo is walking off with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely the same guy you saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's here for some reason. Maybe he's even looking for you. Who knows?
Mm. Yeah. Well, looking for me.
Well, I mean, you have been going around violating people's brains.
Yeah.
It's always possible.
It's always possible. But he only knows that I'm a brainer. He doesn't know how much I've been violating people.
That's true.
It's true. I might just be minding my own business
mm-hmm.
and doing the typical drinking and whoring that all brainers do on the weekends. So...
Most just
do.
Yeah. Thursday through Tuesday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the college weekend.
College weekend, right. So they're walking away?
Yeah, and you have successfully evaded them.
Dipped.
So what is it that you need to do today? You have bedded Grace, you have...
Well, the first thing that I need to do is I need to go talk to Silver about the money.
Yes.
Because...
You were mugged.
I was mugged. I was horribly mugged.
Mm-hmm.
I was here...
Atrocious.
With plenty of... It was a travesty. The streets are just simply not safe these days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what we're going to do about
Vile savages.
It was horrible.
Savages in the street. Well, then, I think you need to go find Mr. Silver.
I think so, too.
You have just finished talking to the locales and your other interactions, so you are temporarily free.
Hmm... So, I guess you're in your office still, because that's what that scene was. All right, so I will
mm-hmm.
sort of knock on your office and walk in without, you know, waiting for you to allow me in.
Come in. Oh, hello. Mr. Lively.
That's right, Mr. Silver. Thank you. For one, I just wanted to start by saying thank you again for, the speedy delivery on Grace's talents. I really did not expect that to come so soon, and I appreciate it. And I had, as a second matter, a question for you.
Yes.
Yes. Last night, so, we had an agreed-upon price for Grace, didn't we?
Had not, or had Anne?
had an agreed upon price.
Yes.
Now, last night, Grace had something interesting to say. She said that she was no longer in your employ, and therefore I should no longer pay you.
Yes, that is accurate.
But my question is, I wouldn't want to sour our relationship, Mr. Silver, and so I was wondering that even though she does belong to Oni Wise now, whether or not you would seek payment for the original deal that we had. Or if I should work out some sort of alternate arrangement, such that I do not desire or deserve your scorn.
Our business relationship can no longer be soured over dealings with Grace. As long as you pay her or not, it is no object to me.
Hmm.
She has, as you stated, left my employ, and should be paid directly.
Very well. Well, I appreciate that.
Now, she will owe me my cut, of course.
Hmm.
Which...
But that's her business.
Who knows how long that might take?
I'm sure she's capable of figuring that out.
Is there anything else I can acquire for a man of your desires?
Well, I had one last question. No, I take that back. I have... I do want to know, how... Is Grace permanently in the employ of Oni Wise? Or is there any chance she might return here? Would I have to now open up a relationship with Oni Wise?
I would not recommend opening up a relationship with Oni Wise in the pursuit of Grace. She should be returning here in roughly 6 months' time.
6 months?
6 months.
No.
It was three, actually.
Months.
Oh, was it?
Three months?
Yes, yes. Sorry. It says,
I thought you were just lying to
right
make me
here.
Leave.
No, it says it right here.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, that's very
clever.
I mean, that's what I did all along.
I just assumed you were giving a pessimistic estimate when she showed up
but
early.
But if you want to lie,
yeah,
if you want to
lie to him.
No, I was looking at the wrong form.
Oh. This is my contract for my new fighting bears and my love bears.
Yes,
they've been declawed.
That I
still terrifying
such a thing.
A love bear.
Quick, write that down.
I do not think, Mr. Silver, while I appreciate the suggestion. I do not think I will need the services of a love bear at this time.
As you please.
Would you like to ask about the locales?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the second thing in my mind. The second thing is, Mr. Silver, I noticed one of your employees speaking to two awkward and well-groomed people in turtlenecks. I was wondering what you might have known about them. They seemed awfully suspicious to be wandering the halls of this fine establishment. I'm sure you're aware of them.
Ah, yes, yes. That would be Miss Tavi and Mr. Francis. And, well, let me say, I'm not entirely certain that they're welcome here. In fact, well, it... might bring someone well into my good graces, perhaps even the employ of this establishment, if they were able to ensure that they did not come back and harass us again.
Hmm. Well, I would have to say I'm glad to hear that, and I support the sentiment. I don't know that I can offer a guarantee, but I would certainly volunteer my services.
Do you like to try to seduce and manipulate?
Yeah.
Yes, there will certainly be no need for a guarantee on your end, that is.
Yeek.
Only a guarantee on my end of what I can provide for you here at my establishment, should it remain operative with a 9. to manipulate you.
Generally, you don't say that out loud, though.
Well, if you got a 9, he can say whatever he wants.
I think he's saying that for the listeners at home who are less familiar with AW.
You can give her an XP if she does it, or you can make her act under fire to say no.
Alright. And I choose that right now. And I would love to give you an.
You have 2 to cool. So that helps.
Oh shit! I'll give you an XP if you do it.
You don't get
the XP. I wish I could just tell people that in real life.
I'll give you an XP.
I'll give you an XP.
You know, I think I'm going to just start doing that.
That's a free internship.
Yeah.
Unpaid, rather.
Alright, so, making sure they don't return?
Yes.
Oh, that's relevant to my interests.
They're bad for business.
So, you, it sounds like, have a new mission on hand for yourself.
I do have a lovely new mission. The only caveat being that you do not pay me in love bears.
I will not pay you in anything you do not desire.
Very well.
Mr. Lively.
Hate bears.
However, since we are entering into a... Well... No, never mind.
I'm glad to shake on it if you'd like.
Oh, well.
I mean, what sort of a businessman
would you like
I'd
to read
be?
A person?
If we didn't shake on
it. Yes, actually.
I mean, short of signing a binding contract
you
on paper.
You kind of read a bit much into what I was thinking there.
I assure you that even though my glove looks moist, I have not spit upon it.
8. I got an 8.
Isn't it traditional to spit in your hand before you shake?
It was at soccer at the end when all the teams would high-five each other.
That's right. Basketball,
No, even like back in Pioneer days, like you'd spit in your palm. And
I was talking about
hands.
When you were a dick to the other team because you scored another goal.
Exactly.
Over you.
The irony of the tradition of the spit shake is to make it just really... Mean-spirited.
What do you intend to do?
In general?
You have to answer in all honesty.
Yeah. I do have to answer honestly. I intend for you to shake my hand so that I can do a brain move on you.
So that you can have time and intimacy.
So that I can have time and intimacy with you. That's how that works. But it's not a bad thing. It just means we'll be closer business associates. I should not lobby during this. Seducer manipulate.
What did he roll?
I rolled it. 8, and I
Okay.
I just asked my question.
I just want to know if you had more.
I do reach out, and I grab...
The ungloved hand?
No.
Oh, okay.
I grab a bottle of scotch, and I pour us each. A little bit in the bottom, and I hand you one. To new friendships.
To new friendships, Mr. Silver? Thank you for that excellent scotch. I'm currently out because of a moment with Hugo. Never mind. I'm excited about this new business deal we have. I don't know how long it will take me to ensure that the Lucallies are removed from both of our spheres of influence, but I will get to work on it as soon as I can. Trust me.
Time is not necessarily of the essence.
Lovely. Do you have anything else that you can tell me? What were they asking about? Perhaps that can help me track them.
Oh, there's just law enforcement in these parts. Laws. What is even the meaning of a law?
I'm going to read a
person.
It's
the apocalypse. Paperwork registration.
Oh, so that's a 10.
Yes, I'm an open book about now.
You're an open book.
You can interfere.
Yeah, you can take it down. It would bring it
down. I don't think
he
would. He's expounding.
He is trying to.
So, what are you really feeling?
I'm feeling frustrated. You know, I opened a business after the end of the world, and now people are asking me for paperwork. Licensing. Bears. I have bears. You can't ask me for a license for my bear. I have a bear. And several.
Three, in fact.
It's frustrating.
And what do you wish I'd do? Pretty sure I know the answer to this, but I'm just curious. In the context of you knowing I was trying to read you, what do you wish I'd do?
In the context of,
if that's
knowing
okay
that
add
I was,
context.
Oh yeah,
knowing that you were trying to read me, I wish you'd. Now that I know what you can do, I wish you'd do as much of it as possible to them.
Beautiful.
I never want to see them.
Neither do I, Mr. Silver. And the third question, because I get three, is how can I get you to help me get Grace back? Not that she's gone yet, but she will be going. I don't want to deal with it. And since we're friends,
help me ruin Omi Wise. She makes me sick.
I don't like her, David.
What do you know, Omi Wise? Tell me about your relationship with her.
My relationship with Omi Wise is not good. It's not even cordial. It's not even frosty. It's not. It's bad. I don't like telling people this, but I actually frequented parts of Omi Wise's establishment previous to going to the gold mine, and apparently, she thought I was too creepy, or possibly somebody tipped her off to something I may or may not have done. I tried to explain myself. I even tried to offer her my services as a doer and knower and mover and shaker. And she refused and baninated me. And whenever she comes to the gold mine to see Grace perform, or any of the other performances, I try to give her a wide berth because I don't want her to let on about our past and her, you know. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
I would be perfectly fine with doing something, whatever I can, to ruin Omi Wise's life.
Speaking of Omi Wise's sphere of influence, I think we're going to end scene.
Yeah, awesome.
Unless there's anything else you want to...
We're sipping scotch. It's great.
Sipping scotch.
We're like, we're in Mad Men or something.
You awaken to find yourself in a small room that's about 8 feet by 10 feet. It's a concrete room. Concrete walls. There are no windows. There are no paintings. There's also no furniture except for the bed you're on, which is really more like a cot. And the only direction to the only real piece of detail in the room is the steel door, which is on the opposite side of the wall you're on, which is on the shore wall. When you sit up...
When I sit up...
When you move... you'll notice that your Luxor has been changed.
Two.
Whereas before you had your standard garb, whatever you were wearing before when you planned to go out, it's been replaced with a sheer nightgown. It's something clearly that's been put on you. You don't remember it being put on you. You don't remember being put here. But it's sheer. You feel very cold. You're not a self-conscious person, I'm assuming. You're
no.
a Skinner. What's uncomfortable is that it's cold.
I just curl up against the wall, with my back against the wall on the cot, and I just sort of curl up, and I'm sobbing. I just...
How long do you cry?
Until I can't. Then I guess I sort of uncurl myself, put my feet on the floor, so when I stand up...
You realize you're a little bit dizzy, and also there is a cord around your ankle. It's tied to the foot of the bed. It's about 5 feet long. So you can stand up, but it doesn't look like you can make your way to the door without getting that cord off of you.
Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah, are there any windows or any... Is this sort of a solid steel door?
It's concrete and solid steel door.
Can I read a sitch?
Absolutely.
Please. That's a 9.
Okay.
What's my best escape route?
Through the door. More specifically, it looks like that thing on your foot is pretty solid when you try and fumble it.
Mm-hmm.
And your best escape route is hoping that someone soon will bring you food.
And I can convince them maybe to let me out.
Because you are good at what you do.
I am good at what I do. Yes, I am. Well, I sit back down on the bed and I open my brain.
Okay. Well, weird.
4.
What do you see? You do open your brain.
I do. Well, first, the walls here are solid. They're not drops.
They certainly are.
They're solid. And, I think I hear hammering. The stagehands are at work.
Stagehands are at work.
They're busy
making
this piece of set very solid.
Other than that, the only thing you can see that you can't see is that you look different at the moment than you did earlier.
How so?
What do you normally look like in the maelstrom? Yourself.
Me, but I'm usually dressed in some sort of costume that's appropriate for the type of performance that it would be. So,
yeah, you're naked now.
Okay, well, that'll do.
Oh, right.
It looks like I'm not the star of my own show right now.
Well, it might just not be the kind of show you want to be in.
That's true. You just have to wait till somebody gets here.
I gotta ask you a question.
Yes, please.
Tell me about the ring.
My father didn't talk too much about his life before he met me. He sometimes mentioned people he used to know when he was much younger. He knew someone. He never spoke of him by name, but it was obviously somebody who was very important to him and somebody he lost. And my father, he talked about being married. Back when, you know, people did that, I guess, you know. But I just, there was always this far off look in his eyes when he talked about it. And well, he wore that ring. He took it off sometimes. He took it off when he was going to fight. He said he didn't want to sully the memory with blood. And when the tigers came that night, he had taken off and put it on his nightstand. When the commotion started outside and when everything went hell, I took it and ran. It's the only thing I have of his.
You fall out of the maelstrom when there is a bang 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 on the door.
Come in.
Okay.
Can I reach the door? Is the cord long enough?
Not quite.
Okay.
Then you have about 4 or 5 feet. If you...
I'm just going to sit on the bed.
Okay. The door opens and shuts behind him. It's Danson. He's got a tray.
Danson.
Betting you'd like some breakfast.
And he carries it over to you.
You're a sight for sore eyes. Sit down.
He moves kind of like a cat. And he,
yes, he does.
Comes over, but he does not sit next to you on the bed. He hands you the tray.
Please, just stay with me a little while.
Well, I could stay a little while, but then I have some things to do.
Why am I here? Why am I not... Why? Where are my things? Why am I dressed like this?
Well, I'm pretty sure you had an arrangement with Mr. Lamprey. That's why I came and picked you up.
This wasn't the arrangement. I'm going to read him.
All right. Good idea.
That's a 7. How can I get him to let me out of here?
Get him to empathize with you.
Okay. I know more information than that.
What I'm trying to say is he's someone who would be capable of doing that, too.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Very, you know...
This may be a thing that I have to work on a little
Yeah,
bit,
but he's not... He's clearly not a huge asshole.
Yeah, no, he isn't. He's a beautiful man.
He is.
So, I look at him. I look at him with like the biggest doe eyes I can muster, and I say, "I made a deal with Omi. She just said I was going to perform, and I was going to be his personal escort. I was going to stay in Omi's tower. There was none of
this."
Were
those the words she used? It's okay, sweetie. It's some breakfast. He hands you the tray. There's no forks or knives, but there are spoons, so you can eat.
I pick up the spoon and I start
cereal.
To eat, and I just start to cry again. This is a little bit too much, and I'm just at some point I get about halfway through it and I just start sobbing so much that I have to drop the spoon, and I think I'm trying to manipulate him.
I think you are. Go ahead.
Do I get a +1 on this from reading a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter. That's an 11.
What do you, what you going for?
I honestly, right now, I just want him, to legitimately pity me and feel bad for me.
Okay, well, that succeeds. oh, sweetie. And he puts a hand in your hair and he ruffles it. It's okay. Just a couple months.
Like this? Penned up like an animal?
I don't know what your arrangement is.
I was supposed to perform. I'm a singer. And an occasional prostitute, I guess. But that's...
Well, there you go! Right now, you're like a full-time prostitute. But like a seasonal full-time prostitute.
How do I get him... I'll be good. I promise I'll be good. I just want to...
That's smart.
Be... How do I keep him from hurting me? How do I get him to let me just have my things and have a nice place to stay and not be in this cold room?
For now, I can get you a blanket, and my suggestion is just to do what he says. Okay?
Okay. I'd appreciate that.
That thing you did when I... knocked on the door was good. You said, come in. Pretend. Act like you have more control than you do.
Okay. I can do that. I can do that. And I sort of look him deep in the eyes and I say, thank you. And I sort of lean up and give him a kiss on the cheek.
And you're like, he's just like, yeah.
You know,
thanks. And he, like, turns to leave.
And before he goes, I says, you know, I know you wanted both of us, but my offer's still there. If it won't get you in too much trouble.
I have things to do right now, but I'll come back later.
I'd like that.
And he leaves.
Excellent.
He leaves you the tray, too.
I finished the food. Maybe I'll survive this after all.
Do you want to take a look around and see if there's anything you can do to...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't... This isn't... I would do anything that obviously I would look at every last square inch of the cell. Mm-hmm. I'm not a person who likes to be caged up.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else of interest in here?
I said you had a spoon. You could probably do something like that. I haven't placed anything in there, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking. You have a spoon. That's made of metal.
What's the cord made of?
Huh? The cord is like a, like, almost like a parachute rope, but it's not something like, it's really thick, but it's not a chain.
Then that makes sense.
So nylon or
if the walls are concrete, then I think I can probably sharpen the edge of the spoon by grinding it against the floor. If anybody even comes to the door, I'm going to hide it under the mattress.
Okay.
But if I can get it sharp enough, I might be able to cut through this cord.
Okay.
And I think that's what I'm going to be doing from that point on.
Okay.
It's not like I have anything else to do in here.
You two, we're going to skip ahead.
To the Man and Susan show.
To the Man and Susan show.
Much more upbeat. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
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 Maybe. Yay, apocalypse world. Yay.
Sigh. Did we... My memory is fuzzy, but did I actually leave the underground, or are we just glossing over that? Because I was actually thinking about going and talking to the tigers.
Oh, let's go and talk to the tigers.
Yeah.
If Will can hold his horses.
I've got some horses.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't die and I'll still be able to make our
dinner
date. Because
you were going to... We can have that encounter first, yeah. We can do that instead of doing back. So... You're in recon. Your stealth suit is all activated.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna... I think I'm gonna de-stealth and I'm gonna approach them.
Okay.
Greetings, humans. I come in peace.
It's a fucking dolphin!
I think I have, like, the manipulator arm that has the gun just, like, resting on the side... Not definitively not out and pointed at them or ready. Yes, I am a dolphin.
What's a dolphin doing in the underground?
Wandering. This is quite a warren you have here.
We're not. Do you call us rabbits? I think he called us rabbits.
Negative. I may have used the wrong terminology. My translator is not the best.
You have a translator?
I'll switch the translator off for a second and, like, say, stupid humans and dolphin, and then I'll turn it back on.
They start kind of, like, approaching you, and you can see them better. And so there are three of them that are in front that everyone else is sitting down. Three of them have moved kind of to sit down at this point. Three of them are standing. The two that are talking, it's big guy, slightly littler guy. Both Hispanic. There's a third guy who's like a kind of a scrawny white guy.
Okay.
They are definitely tigers. They're just in the all black. And they have their shaped heads and their...
Do they have obvious weaponry?
They have melee weaponry.
Okay.
So, random things like, you know, boards and crowbars and stools.
Chain with a spike on the end or something.
Probably more likely a cheese grater or something, you know. Cheese grater meats.
It's not fun.
An electric cheese grater.
The big one, his name is Jackson. He comes forward.
My name is Susan. I'm here on a mission of peace, as I said.
It's a girl dolphin.
Everyone assumes that. I think I may have chosen a name poorly.
What the fuck are you doing down here?
I'm scouting.
Scouting what?
These tunnels.
These tunnels are our territory.
Right, and I just said they were very nice.
You can't just march in here and compliment it. It's our territory.
Regardless
of how pleasant the compliments are.
The human etiquette sometimes escapes me. What is the proper means of entering territory to talk with the participants of the territory?
You don't.
That seems...
Or you can give us money, or you can bring us a girl, or you can... I don't know. You don't just walk in.
So, it is customary to bring gifts of one kind or another?
Sure.
I see. Would it be more appropriate for me to return later with a gift, or might we overlook my error this once and proceed to negotiations? I'm trying to manipulate him into letting me keep talking. And I am
easy to trust. The others are starting to stand up.
So that is a 13.
It's hard to argue with a dolphin.
That's true.
I got a question. When he speaks, does he like chirp like a dolphin, and then like a voice box says what
I assume
saying?
That's what I picture. But how does it
probably
sound?
I think if you were listening really closely, you might hear it. But
it's contained
probably,
within the suit.
It's probably like sub vocalization. Like you know, you can kind of. So I'm making the noises, and if you had a really good microphone and then turned the gain up, you could edit out the English from the translator and hear the dolphin.
Right.
But
or if somebody was like hugging you.
Yeah.
Like, man,
sure.
Might at the same
or like had a glass to the suit.
Yeah.
Like man might at the same time.
I can hear the ocean. So let's see. I want them to talk to me about how we can help each other. And I think I have to promise them something?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to promise them?
Let's see. Hold on, Jackson. I'm curious. I'm really curious as to why there's a dolphin down there, because that's just fantastic. I love dolphins. Dolphins are the best. When I was a little boy, I had a notebook. One of those Lisa Frank notebooks, but not Anne Frank notebooks. Those were a whole different story. Lisa Frank notebooks, you know, the ones with dolphins and unicorns on them. And my mom got me one with dolphins on it.
That sounds wonderful. Who are you?
My name is Marrow.
Marrow. I will extend the other manipulator arm and flip it upside down.
I love Marrow. I'm so glad he's back.
I think we should find out what's with this, because this is just... It's just weird. It's weird, right, guys? Yeah, I guess it's weird. Jackson is kind of eyeing you and moving around to the side of you. He looks interested in your suit, the mechanics of it. Nero is just excited.
Where were we?
Okay,
You were adorable.
You were being literal.
Easy to try.
Jackson was checking you out for dolphin robot parts.
No, I think Jackson was checking
you out for robot dolphin parts.
I see.
Yeah. The third one who was standing, and these three seem to be just of a higher power, not power level,
tougher?
More higher ups.
Oh,
like
more
the
important.
Others. Yeah,
Random.
More important.
They sent the lobbies out to talk to the random interloper. Is that what you're saying?
No, the reason they were standing and everyone was sitting down is that the three of them were probably having a conversation about something important. These three are... They seem like... The others look at them with a kind of a bit of a fear.
I see.
The three that were talking. So that's Jackson, Marrow, and then the third one is Bran. He's the smaller guy. He's big, but he's not as big. He's small in comparison to Jackson.
And these were the three that were standing, not
yes.
sitting? Okay. But not the ones having the important conversation.
Right.
Okay. I think I got all that.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I need to make a decision. not Susan. But I think I've got a handle on it.
You can go ahead and read a stitch if you want.
Yeah, you know, that might be a bad idea with people moving around, and I don't want to get completely surrounded. Rita Sitch is sharp, so that's a 10.
Okay.
I get all kinds of questions to get me in trouble. I guess, what should I be on the lookout for?
You should be on the lookout for first off, the people standing up, and Jackson looks like he maybe has a bit of a mind of his own apart from Brandon Marrow.
The people who were already standing, or the people who were sitting down and are now standing
up? You should look out for them starting to stand up.
Okay.
And being, you know, you should look out for them making sudden movements or...
Who's in control here?
Marrow,
okay.
But Jackson is a close second.
Okay. And what is my best escape route?
Backwards.
Okay. All right.
You now know for the seduce and manipulate. You know now you have to deal with Marrow. He is in control. So I would go ahead and offer them information they can't glean otherwise.
Hmm. So you guys said this is your territory. It is a fairly nice warrens, I will grant. But surely there are better areas.
Well, grass is always greener, but we're pretty fond of this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, then if you are happy here, I surely shouldn't tempt you with greener pastures.
Oh, no, we'd love to be tempted.
Oh, really?
Go on.
Well,
Do it.
See, the thing is I think this area might be very suitable for colonization for mine. But, of course, it would only be right...
Colonization? By dolphins?
We had to leave when the... terrible things happened.
Well, where did he go? Mars?
No, that's dumb. We went to a deep undersea colony.
Ah.
But things have calmed down enough. We think we can send some people back and interact with the world again. And
act under fire.
Okay. Fire is a figure out online.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Wow, I am just on fire today. That is a 12.
Well, he knows that the one place you aren't from is Mars.
Good. Exactly according to plan.
You
own this area, though, so it would not be just of us to come and just take it.
No, it would be extremely rude.
That's true. If we could find you a better location... and help you get it. You could help us have here.
We've already got this part of the underground, and we've got under the bridge, and, you know, we've got back by the furrows. I mean, what kind of places were you thinking of?
Well...
Jackson reaches out, and he taps the back of your suit. Kind of near near the side of... He's come around while you're talking, and he's kind of... touching, it's near the side where you're holding your gun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Jackson, please be careful. If you wish to touch the suit, inform me. There are some autonomous functions, and I would hate for you to lose a finger in an actuator or something.
This guy came into our territory, and he's threatening us.
No,
he just threatened to take our finger.
Look, and I'm going to move my other arm so they can see, like, the metal moving around, and, I might accidentally... There are no sensors here near the elbow or the joints, and if you had your finger there and I didn't
Brain
see it...
Brain grabs it as you're flexing and showing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm going to try and freeze it.
Okay. Roll.
Roll shear his fingers off.
That is a seize by force.
I'm trying to freeze my arm, not Brand's.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're taking control of your arm back.
Okay. Well, it's more I don't want to accidentally, like...
I assume you mean, like, keep it still, not literally freeze.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah, no.
Vent coolant.
I just warned them about, like, sticking their fingers somewhere that might be bad, and then he did it, and so I'm trying to, like, not chop his finger off.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's what? Hard. 7. 8. Not too bad.
Okay.
I think... I take definite hold of it. And can I say I inflict
little harm
instead of take...
terrible harm. Absolutely.
Well, no, instead of suffer a little harm.
Yeah, well, you know how usually there's... there's inflict terrible harm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to inverse this for this because you are doing in kind of a reverse seize by force. It's a custom move.
Okay,
I'm just asking you to roll as if it's a seize by force.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to not seize by force.
I'm calling it don't injure with robot.
We're on the same page then.
Yeah.
I'm holding the arm as still as I can, but your thumb is in a really bad place, guy. If I close my arm, I'm gonna crush your thumb. Could you move your hand, please?
Bran, don't be stupid. Okay. He moves his hand.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was not intending to threaten you. I came here on a peaceful mission, as I said before. Mara, you know dolphins are a peaceful race.
Well,
right?
You know, some of them are, and some of them... I think dolphins are a lot like people, and they get up to shenanigans. We enjoy a bit of a fisticuffs, flipper cuffs. Fist...
Not so much, but...
Dickery. That's what we enjoy, mutually. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like... pranks?
Practical jokes? Well, I was going to say that, you know, your species is also known for, like, you know, corralling females and raping them.
That's not true. We don't do that.
Sir Dolphin, are you trying to pull the wool over my eyes?
No.
Are you trying to act superior to the humans that you try to claim land from?
No. The humans created us, and they did a...
Humans did not create dolphins. I think I would have remembered that.
No, but they gave us smarts like you have. Beforehand, we were content to swim the ocean and eat fish and not do much else.
Everyone by now has stood up, and they're kind of moving towards you. And... there are enough that you might want to consider positioning yourself in a safer place.
I might back up a little bit. All right, please try and stay in front of me. If you get behind me, I could accidentally knock one of you over, and I would hate to sour relations by accidentally injuring one of you.
You know, we would love to see inside that suit. What is this?
I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
Well, I mean, there are alternatives. You could tell me about this fantastic place that you were thinking of to add to our collection of
Did we have a name for, like...
Make up one.
Go
ahead.
I was thinking more of, like, the area near and around where Omi Wise is, where it's a bit more luxe and everything is fancier, and...
Could you just call it Finlandia? Like the vodka?
Did I?
No.
Finlandia.
I'm suggesting
Finlandia.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
It's true. Finlandia.
If you're,
you know,
if you're out of ideas,
because there was... Because there's an old billboard there for it. So that's why everyone calls it that.
Yeah.
The buildings
just like
there,
New Sodom.
The buildings
Finlandia
there seem much more appropriate for human habitation, and I know You guys like light? I mean, some people like light. Maybe you don't. But it seemed like a much prettier place in the brief time I've spent there. And
the only problem is that, you know, Omi Wise, she's a hell of a hard holder.
I do not know the Omi Wise.
That's Rowand you're talking about.
I see. And you guys are not capable of taking it?
Well, I mean, we could, but bitch rules with an iron fist.
Well, then she shouldn't be allowed to. That sounds terrible. Her subjects must hate her. I bet if you liberated them, they would be happy with you.
I don't think it works quite that way, Susan.
Oh. Do you have a better suggestion, then?
Well, I guess... If you could somehow guarantee to me that you could help us attain that, but I mean, you're a dolphin in a mech suit. Let's be honest.
That's true.
It depends. Does your mech suit have missiles?
No.
Well, then why are we talking?
Well, I suppose we might be able to send up some mech suits that had missiles, but. No, I'm on a peaceful mission, as I said. Why would I have missiles if I was on a peaceful mission?
Well, maybe you're lying about being on a peaceful mission. I don't know how dolphins think.
You should. You created us.
I didn't.
Oh.
I'm not a cetacean smith.
Sorry. I'm
a freaking gangbanger, okay?
Understood.
I'm not a marine biologist.
I did not mean to insult you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I think, I do not think we could take it right now, but give me time. But I see you have a dozen people here. I assume this is not all in your gang, is that correct?
Of course not.
Because a dozen would probably not be enough to even dent the security forces.
How many of there are you?
Dolphins? Just one right now.
I mean, you know, your force.
There is no dolphin force yet.
You just said you were looking to
inhabit. You mean the colonists?
Yes!
Oh,
the colonists.
There's hundreds of us back in the colony. But deep under the ocean it's dark and it's cold and it's depressing. We miss the sun and fresh fish and being able to frolic in the waves.
I understand missing being able to frolic in the waves. You've touched my heart, sweet Susan.
Well, I will come back and talk to you.
Would you like to read a person?
Yes, sure. Oh, that's only a 7.
Which is good enough.
That's good enough. So, what does Marrow wish? I'm assuming that's Marrow, whose heart I touched. Wish I would do.
He wishes that either you'll get him. There's a number of things that he wishes.
Okay.
He wishes that he could get a look at your suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wishes that he could. He really does. He is curious about the idea of expanding his territory. He just doesn't think. He just thinks that you're bullshitting to be to get out of the subway safely, because it's patently ridiculous to enter and stumble into gang territory and say, well, you know what's even better than killing me? Stealing this other hardholder's territory.
Sure. Look, Mara, I know you expressed interest in looking inside my suit, but no offense meant. Right now, this would not be very suitable for myself. There's
Meryl actually does say that.
Oh, I made one of those word plays. That was entirely intentional.
Yes.
There's no water here. If I got out of the suit, I would flop around and I'd probably die. And that wouldn't be much fun for me.
But it would be lots of fun for us.
No, it wouldn't.
Are you sure?
You did hear me when I said the suit had autonomous functions, right?
Well, what if we turn them off?
No, that's not how autonomous functions work. Look, if we found a suitable pool where I could exit the suit comfortably, that might be possible for you to see inside it. I could let you take a look. But, you know, if I asked you to, like, take off all of your clothes and roll around in hot lava, would you do it?
How hot?
Like, probably kill you hot. That wouldn't be any fun. You wouldn't want to do it.
That's true, okay.
So you can see my point.
Look, we'll find a place where we can get you out of it. I'm sure there are some stagnant pools in the underground nearby. In fact, I'm almost positive there are.
Stagnant doesn't sound very appealing.
Bran! Yeah. You know any, standing, you know, empty pits full of water or streams or, you know, any of that? Acid rain pools are fine.
No. That is not suitable. It needs to have a certain pH level, which is survivable, and not, like, cause my skin to melt off.
We've all adapted to it here. Why haven't you?
Been living under the ocean?
You have a robot suit.
Right, because of all the acid rain and pollution and debris that's around.
Evolution has failed us again. All right, come on, guys. Let's go find some place.
I will come back tomorrow, and this time I will bring a gift appropriate, and we can continue
negotiations. Whoa, no, we are going. We are all revved up to see inside your suit. I want to get my hands on that hot tech.
And is this still Marrow talking? Or?
Yeah.
I had actually only extended the offer to you. That is a little personal.
I was using the royal we.
I see. Well, I do have other engagements I must see to.
Who's the lucky man?
Yes.
Well played. Out of character. Well played.
Sorry, you set me up for that.
Good old Yanni. Never gonna miss that joke.
You just confused me.
I apologize.
Now we're definitely going. Bran. Jackson. Clap, clap. Lift the dolphin.
Alright, I think...
What do you do?
I think it is time for me to make a grand exit.
Okay.
I'm gonna charge my suit up.
Okay.
Which power? Is an 8, so he only uses one charge. And then I am gonna get the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, right.
Using my jump jets.
I don't care what you say you're doing. I'm picturing Inspector Gadget running down the street on his giant spring legs.
Yeah.
No, I think I will back up and give them a half a second warning. Stand clear, and then I will engage the jump jets and fly the fuck out of there as fast as I can.
What was your role?
Is 6 to turn on the suit. I haven't rolled to... I'm not sure what that would be. Would that be a...
It would be... Actually, let me take a look.
Cease by fire to get out of there? Do something under fire to...
I'm actually trying to...
There's a specific move.
Yeah, I thought there was.
It's... there are 2 classes that have this specific move. Mm. However, there are other ways to get out of
it. You know what? We're going to do it as a... Yeah, it's an act under fire.
Okay.
And on a, you know, if you succeed, you'll do it on a 7 or 9. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's a 7, because I get plus 2 from the jump jets.
Well, you successfully lift off.
Mm-hmm.
And Marrow grabs you by your legs.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'll try not to bang him up too bad as I fly away.
Okay, he's still latched on! Would you like to go find Matt? Are you gonna get rid of him?
I think, when we get out of the tunnels, I'll land. Mero, you may wish to disengage now. I am preparing to take high-altitude flight, and if you lost your grip during that, you might injure yourself terminally.
He's just like, woo! I think he's really excited. How fast are you going?
Evidently, I wasn't going very fast, because I rolled a 7.
Yeah.
Be careful.
That's good that he was able to, like, grab on.
That's probably why. I guess, actually, really, it was 8, because I read a sitch, and I knew what my best escape route was.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
same difference.
It
was. look, the person I'm going to visit might not be keen if I brought visitors.
As you're zooming across the landscape.
No. We've landed just outside of his tunnels.
Okay. I want to see the suit.
We'll make that happen. Find me a suitable pool, and...
We were going to do that right now.
Right now is not an opportune time for me, as I mentioned.
Would be if I had my gang with me.
No. Find me a nice pool, and we can talk again. And I will find a clean one. You've got a gang, make them clean it up.
I don't like things like that.
Huh?
I don't like things. Go! Just get out of my territory. Why am I still talking to you?
Because you're still holding on to my leg.
Fair enough.
Alright.
Let's go.
Bye, Marrow. It was nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
And then, I guess, hey,
he's
man.
He's dejected, man.
Susan, away!
You know, I didn't want to interrupt the scene by saying this, but in the middle of that scene, I had this vision that the tigers were actually all, like, kindergartners gathering around Susan.
They were! That's pretty much what
yeah.
I had in my head!
Like, stand clear, children! No, what's with your suit? I controlled myself.
There's barely grown-ups.
Yeah.
Well, if I injure them, it's going to be a hard time for negotiations and get them to go and, like, attack somebody else that I don't care about. So where would man be?
Where would he be?
Well, I'm getting ready for my wrestling match. Yeah, I went back home, and I asked Mom to get out Dad's old mask, and I got it. And now I'm going to wrestle in it. I've been trying really hard to get myself acquainted with it because it's a gas mask and it's like all beat to shit and the eye holes are kind of grossed over with dirt and all sorts of crap.
Grossed over?
It's been grossed over, man. It's pretty gross. And so I've been cleaning it and trying to figure out how I'm going to fight in this thing because it is awesome. I've got to do it. But, you know, it's kind of hard to see.
Do you have the Wi-Fi? Do you want it?
When you've gotten it cleaned off, do you put it on?
Yeah, I do.
Open your mind.
That is a 7. Alright. I only get an impression.
Okay, what do you want to know? Okay.
So, here I am in the workout area / locker room / apparently one of your offices. And I open up my mind, and where once there were tired, old wrestlers, some of them missing fingers, Some of them are missing noses. Some of them are missing bears, because, man, those love bears are great. And when I open my mind, I see it as if it was drawn by the most crazy, ridiculous, chauvinistic anime writer ever. Everyone is fucking awesome. Everyone who's got muscles have muscles on their muscles on their muscles. Everyone who's missing fingers have even cooler versions of fingers. Maybe they got robot hands, I don't know. It doesn't matter, because it's awesome. They've got patches. They've got pouches on their pouches. Some of their pouches have third pouches, but a fourth one is too ridiculous. That's just silly.
And nobody has feet.
No one has feet.
Do they have pupils?
They do. If they're in, like, this dead close-up shot. Okay. However, otherwise they have no eyes whatsoever. They've just closed their eyes.
All right.
Man, I've never seen it like this before. It's awesome. I'm going to look into my amazing match I'm going to have with Exit, the two-fingered wrestler.
All right. Exit, the two-fingered wrestler. What does Exit look like?
Exit, apart from LD having two fingers, is an unremarkable man. He's sort of an older wrestler. He's a little out of... He's a little overweight just because he can't really work out so well anymore because he's been all busted up. Most of his shit is just rocked. But now, he's this badass old man with, like, a fucking awesome beard for no reason, because old men have awesome beards. For no reason. And he's got hair down to his knees, and it's gray and awesome and anime and crap like that, and it's spiky as shit.
Alright.
And you hear a guitar.
Yeah. I can hear him powering up for our match.
Well, Exit. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing Mick Foley as a Super Saiyan.
Now.
Okay, Exit is wondering why you're staring at him. He's staring right at you. He's like, what the fuck is this guy up to?
And you're there in a gas mask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing my...
What you wearing, buddy?
Oh my god, I got my dad's old gas mask.
That's your dad's?
Yeah, didn't you hear about him?
He was an awesome wrestler. Dad. He was good.
He was the best wrestler and also dad. Simultaneously.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you wrestle him?
I saw him.
Oh, okay. That's cool. You know, it would have been a real honor if you'd been wrestled him and then I could wrestle you, and it'd be kind of like wrestling my dad, you know. But, you know, it's whatever. It's still really neat.
So,
still feel like his presence is here, even right now. He gave this to me as a present. That's why it feels like a presence is here.
I get it.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So what moves are you going to do on me? You going to do like a sidewalk slam on me? Get a like RKO me?
I think that might be a little bit intense for your first go.
No way, I can take it. I can take anything. You just wear armor, right?
You haven't really done all that much training.
No, I've killed lots of people.
It's a little different.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'll appreciate it if you don't kill me.
Well, I gotta try to win. I assume you're trying to kill me.
No. I could see how one would make that mistake.
Okay. But we're fighting to... I don't get it anymore. So, we're not trying to kill each other?
I might have to go talk to Mr. Silver.
No. Okay, just tell me what to do. I'll do it.
Okay. There's gonna be a point.
Uh-huh.
At which I'm going to be holding you upside down.
Uh-huh.
And
I'll break your kneecaps to get out of it.
No. I'm gonna end up maneuvering you, so I curl you up. And when I curl you up, I want you to scream, I yield. Okay?
But why would I do that? I don't necessarily yield to that. I'm really tough. I can take it.
I'm sure you can, buddy. I just, I think maybe I should go talk to Mr. Silver. Yeah.
What? Well, can I come with?
It might be best if you do.
Yeah, let's go. I love Mr. Silver. He's great. We can talk about our awesome match. I'm gonna, like, oh my god, I'm gonna break your nose at least twice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it out, and I'm gonna break it back so it's fixed again.
He drags even Mr. Silver. Knock, knock.
Come in.
Hey, Mr. Silver. Apparently we gotta talk to you about something. He doesn't like our match. I think I'm too tough for him.
Why don't you like the match?
It's not the match. It's, does he understand the concept of what we do here at all?
Yeah, I know what you're...
Do you understand the concept of what we do here?
Of course I do. I'm not stupid.
Because right, he's planning to kneecap me and then kill me.
Well, he's going to do the same to me.
No, he's not, man.
Well, yeah, because I'm too tough. Now,
remember rule number 5? Don't kill the fighters unless they're bad dogs.
Okay, I'll just cripple you. Fine.
No, can I not be crippled during the course of this
match? That's outside of the intent of the rule, man. You're not supposed to cripple them either.
What can I do to him? This is so lame.
So much time for this company.
I have been so pumped out about this thing, and you say I can't even fight him? This guy wants me to just—he wants me to just yield.
It's like dancing.
You told me I could win my first match.
You like dancing, right,
well,
man? I know you like dancing.
I do like
dancing. You danced with your mom at the dance last year.
You did. That was really nice.
It was sweet.
I danced.
He was sweet. Man, it's like that.
Man. You're like a son to me.
Uh-huh.
Like a son. And I don't want you to get hurt.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you can win. But the fight, it's... People aren't supposed to know this, so don't tell anyone.
Even you?
Don't even tell me. The fighting, it's fake.
What?
It's staged.
But I've seen it. Like, I've seen people, like...
Yes, you've seen staged
We
fights.
Trained you to take hits and sell hits! How do you not know this?
Well, I figured it was just more awesome that way. Like, if you wanted to die in a really lame way, that'd suck. That'd be terrible if someone died in a really lame way when you killed them.
Mr. Silver, I can let him win, but I just don't want to end up, you know, missing feet or genitals... Or
I won't go
eye.
For your genitals, that's gross.
Can...
Alright,
I need to be... We need to be crystal clear that he knows what's going on.
Yeah, do you understand the concept of a faked fight? At all?
I heard about some people who did fake fightings and they got turned in by, to the locales. And the locales shut that shit down.
They didn't have a license. We have a license for fake fighting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Are you sure?
We absolutely do.
Yes, it's in my filing cabinet back there. Don't even worry about it.
I'm gonna read a person. It's 4.
We absolutely have a permit.
Might have been covered in blood and thrown away.
Man,
you are completely convinced that this is on the up and up, and that that the locales are aware of this, and that it is okay that people are making bets on the outcome of this fixed game.
Well, it seems fine then. Can I bet on myself then if I know I'm going to win?
No.
Why not?
I'm already paying you, man.
Oh, that's true. It's like getting double paid.
Yes. Okay. None of the fighters can bet on the fights. At all.
Okay.
None of them.
Well, this is kind of a downer. You know?
Maybe...
I don't want to, like... I want you to really try, you know?
Maybe you would be...
Well, it's not
really
a stupid effort. It's just you're doing a different thing.
A different type of fighting. Look, I don't want to lose you. You're one of my... I hate to say it. You're one of my best employees. Okay? And I don't want you to die. Which is why he's not going to be trying to kill you.
And I'm not going to be trying to kill him.
or cripple him.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it, Mr. Silver. Not gonna cripple him. Not gonna kill him.
Do you... All right. I'm reading him first. With five.
You know for a fact he will not cripple or kill him on purpose.
He seems to know what he's doing.
All right. I think you understand each other now.
I got it.
Right?
Sorry. Well, maybe I could have a cooler battle later with maybe two bears or something. Well, I can do this now.
Sure.
Got to debut somewhere, you know?
I guess. I mean, like I was saying, I don't really want you to
Can
get
we, like,
all.
Roll
so
some...
So which one of us is taking the...
I told him he could win.
Okay.
You can't put me under, man. That's my first... first fight.
I won't do that, but...
So when he says that he yields...
Uh-huh.
You stop.
Okay. When he says he yields, I stop beating him up.
Let him go?
Yeah, just let him go. Got it. Got this. I'm good. Now. Sorry about that. He was so scared. I was gonna kill you. But not anymore now.
Let's shake on it. And he offers you his gnarled hand, which it's... You know how it's missing digits?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just missing digits. The digits that are missing, they've never really healed.
Gross.
Yeah. So every time you squeeze it, a little pus leaves on the end. But he's a nice guy. You shake.
Alright, cool. We'll see that then, I guess.
Yeah, I'll see you out there.
Yeah, okay. Bye. I'm gonna go lift some weights.
When the fight rolls around,
mm-hmm.
I would like to open for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Remember, I'm the masked man.
Yes, I'm aware.
Would you like to do that now?
Yes, if we're...
Because I think that's
we're skipping there.
The next order of... Yeah.
All right. So, I walk out into the center of the arena in my immaculate white suit and raise my arms in the air and say, "Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce a new fighter. A mysterious, masked man."
Hey! Hello! And as the audience sees me for the first time, they're important to me. And I think they'd like to hear a little bit about my reputation.
Oh, right.
That is an 8.
All right.
So, that means that I tell you something they've heard about the Masked Man.
Okay.
They've heard about my father, who wrestled under that name. And he was one of those guys who was kind of under. He was a jobber. His point in life was to suck. People just beat the shit out of him. He actually paid money on the... He got paid money on the streets to have him, getting beaten up. He would beg, "Punch me, please. Punch me. I'll do anything. Just some jingle." That's what he did for his life.
Jesus. Okay.
I'd like to scan the crowd. Is Omi Wise here tonight?
She is. She is actually in... She's actually watching from the bar with a very fine set of opera glasses, which is weird because she actually doesn't need them. It's not that far away.
Does she have a bodyguard with her?
Yes.
All right. Then when I leave the stage, I'm headed to the kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is a good idea.
I'm wearing nothing but a gas mask and a Speedo.
All right.
A black
yes,
Speedo.
A black Speedo.
And as much baby oil as I can find.
Exactly.
What about boots?
Nope.
Okay.
What am I made of, boots?
Alright.
Can I ask a question? Is Lively in the crowd? Yes, no?
Would you like to be?
Lively would like to be in the crowd.
Then you are.
Particularly because he only has an opera glass with one glass, and he's pissed that Omi Wise kept the good one for herself.
Excellent!
He's looking at her with it. And then looking at man. Carry on! I just wanted to establish that moment.
I wanted to mention, I would like to report in while he's busy, assuming I get back in time, but considering you've got to leave at 9:30, I've had plenty of screen time.
We can absolutely do that. We can do that in the middle. We can have that as a cutscene in the middle of the...
Right before,
as he finishes announcing the fighters coming in.
Okay. I was also fine with doing it next time as a flashback or whatever.
I think we have enough time.
Okay.
Your
show, you I just to wanted continue. To mention that.
And the incredible... The mysterious masked man's first opponent. The incredible two-fingered exit!
Both on one hand.
Those are the fingers he has?
Yes.
Right now. Yeah. I think it alternates.
Yeah.
As he needs them.
Yes.
Maybe that's why they never heal.
He just sews them on in different positions. And he walks in with his two fingers in the air and his pussy stumps. And he's in his filthy regalia, which is just, like, gross, like, everyday people clothes. He doesn't have wrestling clothes. He's
crunchy
just,
flannel.
Yeah, pretty much exactly.
Oh, no, it really is McFoley.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Used to wrestle under the name Pussy Stumps.
Rebranded as Two-Fingered Exit, became much popular.
And he enters the ring. He stares you down, and he looks ferocious. He is a changed man! You are the same man.
Oh,
you see gas mask and speedo.
No, I'm excited.
Not too excited, I hope, with the speedo.
No, a little excited.
I walk to the center of the ring and I hold up my bell and I bang on it. Let the fight begin!
And he runs at you, and we cut to Susan.
Crap, I said some stupid call sign last time, and I should have written it down. But I will report in an official sounding way.
Was it Echo?
No.
No, it was like a long number.
That was also my
No, it was
first
like
thought.
Two or three numbers and letters.
But it was too bad a joke for me, so I let it go.
Slit wrist.
I fail to believe the illusion.
The your liaison, who I'm going to call John.
Okay.
That's if a human ever finds you contacting him, like listens to a recording of it, you'll be having a conversation with a random conversation with a guy named John. That's what they'll hear.
Sure. Sure. So I have made contact with a small, well, relatively small armed group of resistance fighters is probably too charitable of a term. But they're...
Rebels? Savages?
Something like that. They're armed, they're belligerent, and they are enamored with dolphins. So I think we might be able to convince them to aid our purposes.
They're enamored with dolphins.
Well, one of them was. He had said something about Lisa Frank. I don't know what that is. And Anne Frank?
Which one of them was the girl who looked through the Holocaust?
Oh.
It was Lisa Frank. Anne Frank is the one with the notebooks, right?
I
never
know.
Understand human history.
I didn't study the ancient history, as you well know, only the most recent stuff. But
he said something about unicorns too. So they might
well,
be taking drugs.
We don't have
drugs.
Any unicorn allies.
No, that's true. but the point is the leader is malleable. I think we could convince them to aid our cause. Maybe aid in vacating the abandoned warehouse district, which I have been scouting out. There are subterranean areas which would allow subsidence of the structures and greatly aid in re-oceanification of the area. If we could get the tigers to move elsewhere by maybe softening up another area, I think we could proceed with at least a foothold.
Excellent. All sarcasm aside, you've actually done well this mission.
I've tried. I was a little snippy last time. I apologize. I'm down to just one kind of food, and you know how irritable I get when my diet gets monotonous.
Well, we'll send you a new shipment.
Excellent. That would be... Could you send some more of the little sardines? Those were so good. I was dumb and just ate them all on the first
day. How can you not?
Yeah, I know. If
fucking
dolphins. If you send some extras, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I just want to point out how ominous the music was for that. Malleable. Dun, 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 dun.
It's a dolphin invasion force.
Yes.
It's a dolphin invasion force.
I saw that treehouse in horror. I know how this is going to go.
I will give her, like, a good drop location and...
Good job, Agent.
Or him. I'm not
him.
Sure.
I think it's a him.
Okay.
But... You know what? No, it's a her, because it's a John.
Right.
Wait.
Dolphins aren't so good on human gender names.
I think like, maybe just the translator program had, like, a bit flipped... So it just got everything wrong as far as gender goes.
It seems like it would have to be if they were consistently gender swapped. They should get it right 50% of the time otherwise.
We got
yeah,
two dolphins.
I think the
yeah,
name banks may just be flipped for gender. They may have put them in the wrong
or just maybe that like the dolphin
it could
rolls
be
a
that
D6
John
and
gave
takes
you your cover name.
No.
So it's John's problem.
Yeah.
I like it better that all of your male and female are switched up, which makes other European languages with where inanimate objects have genders hilarious.
Good job.
Thank you.
So you have done one mission now.
Yeah.
And
I will
have...
choose food as my resupply.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Don't start
just
eating the bears.
Time.
Where did one of my bears go?
That costs.
More of those little sardines.
Lively,
how can you not?
Lively, you are sitting and we are watching the spectacle as Exit and Man are fighting. And you're watching Omi Wise. What would you like to do?
Well, what is Omi doing?
Well, she is just looking very... She has her attractive manservant bodyguard thing with her. And... She's just trying to look powerful.
Hmm.
And she's not really focused so much on the match as looking like she's as projecting an aura
mm-hmm.
of power.
As she is wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, you know, I saw Silver disappear. Which he normally doesn't do. He normally tries to make sure he's visible as
mm-hmm.
well. So I'm heading toward the kitchen. Actually, I think I'll wait to see when he'll come back.
Okay.
And if and when he comes back, then I'll make my move. But until then, I'll just watch her and watch her bodyguard. And wave for Man, because he is adorable.
Yeah. Well, through your binoculars, Omi Wise doesn't see you, but the bodyguard does, and he just...
I wave my little opera glasses at him.
Damson is being very suggestive.
He looks actually genuinely hurt when you give him the finger.
And then I blow him another little kiss.
And then he goes back to, like, looking extremely terrifying and intimidating.
Right.
There is no interference between those two qualities for Damson. He is secure in his scariness.
Mm-hmm.
You have gone to the kitchens, correct?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'm making my way through the kitchens back to the... behind the bar where they store some of the drinks and, you know, like, the out-of-sight mm-hmm. area just behind the bar.
Right.
And Omi Wise has given me motive, which is a move I have.
Awesome.
I am naming Damson.
Okay.
And rolling plus hard. Oh, it's 3.
Aww. How does that move work, by the way?
All
right. Home?
That is the
people here.
Operative factor. All right. So name somebody who might conceivably eat, drink, or otherwise ingest something you've touched. If it's an NPC, roll plus hard. PC, roll plus HX. On a 10 up, they do and suffer 4 harm AP and sometime during the next 24 hours. On a 7 through 9, it's 2 harm AP. On a miss, some several people of the MC's choice, maybe including your guy, maybe not, get it, and all suffer 3 harm AP.
Beautiful. Well, would you like to spike some drinks?
Yes.
Damson.
Because it makes me think of the slow motion poison pouring.
You know what? Instead of spiking only his drink, you spike the constituent bottle of the, how do you pronounce it? It starts with a C. Okay, so it goes out to a whole bunch of people. One of them is Ritz. He's one of your wrestlers, as we already established. He was the one that Hugo went against. Ritz starts drinking. And the other one is going to go to Gams, who we established wanted in on the establishment when you listed at the very beginning of your character creation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those two people got it, including Damson. Damson hasn't touched his yet, but Ritz just starts drinking. Gams looks like she's going to take it the moment she gets it. She's already pretty drunk. And she's out with her girls, so... What are you gonna do?
I sigh deeply, and then I go to bed.
Beautiful.
I should probably not be here.
Well,
do I see him? Because he's in a back room. So I never would lively ever see... Silver emerge.
Not from where you were, but if you had followed, you would have.
Mm.
But I thought you were going to wait for him to come back.
I was.
Yeah. So you're going to go back, and...
Well, I mean, my bedroom's not attached to the kitchens.
Hmm? Oh, so you're actually retiring to sleep.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I assume I have to walk across the floor at some point, but I'm just...
Yeah.
You know, walking to... From the kitchens, probably out downstairs and into the office area where I sleep.
Excellent. You are in a fight.
I have been doing terribly. I've been going way to the opposite side of not killing him. I haven't been throwing convincing looking punches. I've been way overselling all the moves he's been doing to me.
Oh, you're Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan?
A little bit like that. And I'm just doing shit.
Hey
and
buddy.
Exit knows it. What?
You gotta hit me. Come on, we were gonna...
No, he told me I can't.
He said don't kill me or cripple me. Come on.
Are you sure?
We went over a choreography before this, before when we... What? I don't even know what you thought we were... Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just... Okay, don't talk. too loudly.
Okay, okay.
And he punches you in the face, but not really hard. It's like a...
I do... I Ziggler. I do a backflip and a headstand, and then I fall down again.
The crowd is just... You have X-Pac heat right now. The crowd is not happy. Exit doesn't know what to do. Exit is freaking out. He's going to... You know, you fall over, and he's just going to try and go for a pin. Are you just going to let him do that, or...?
No way! He can't pin me! I'm supposed to win this fight! Okay. Well, I gotta try, you know.
Okay, that's a... Seize by force, actually, because...
Alright.
It's...
All right, that is 9.
Okay. But
so, seize by force. I'm going to inflict terrible harm and take definite hold of him.
All right. You grab him. He is
as he's
on
rolling
you.
Me up.
Yeah, as he's rolling you up, because he just wants to end the thing. You grab him by the neck, and you hear a bit of a crunch, because you're a man, and he takes 2 harm, and he just kind of goes limp in your hands.
Shit.
But you've taken definite hold. Really definite hold.
I place him on the ground, and then I put my body across his. I quit! I yield! Hooray for me! Yay, I won my first match!
The crowd goes wild!
Yeah! I go skipping out of the arena.
And Lively gives you a slow clap for killing somebody in front of everybody.
Omi Wise is just watching you, shocked. And Omi Wise is one of those people where when she's watching you, you just feel it on you somehow. Mm-hmm. And you get the sense, as you're walking out, you feel her eyes boring into your back. And you turn around. What do you do?
Hey, Omi Wise! How are you? Like, I'm trying to shout over the crowd and have a conversation.
She is just terrified. Not like in a terrified of you, but like a the fuck kind of terrified. And Damson, who you don't know yet.
No, I don't.
Damson has just the complete... same look on his face. They don't, and you realize that something is not good. You done fucked up.
Oh shit, I killed him. I said I wouldn't kill him. Damn, we'd get so much trouble.
What are you gonna do? You broke one of his rules. Would you like to check to see, would you actually like to read a sitch?
Yeah, I'm gonna read a person.
Alright, beautiful.
I get a 6 to read exit.
He's fine.
You know what? You
I go
actually
check
get
on
the
him.
Impression
you
check his
that
pulse.
He's just selling really well.
Wow.
He's such an old hand at this.
Wow.
But you know what?
What?
You do see that his chest is rising and falling.
Okay, cool. Cool. So he's not dead. Whew! Close one. Oh, you got me. You got me. I go to try to pick up his hand to raise it up and congratulate him, too.
And he just kind of falls limply down.
Ah, get her! Oh, let's go back to the arena and I just put him over my shoulder and walk back.
Is he's by force?
Yeah. Yeah.
You take definite hold, and you get exactly what you want. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay. Well, I take definite hold of it. I inflict terrible harm, and I impress, dismay, or threaten my enemies.
Right. Well, he's dead now. And Omi Wise has just left. She's walking back from the bar, and so is Damson, and they have left their drinks there untouched.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go back and just like you always say, never let a drink go unattended. Make sure if someone isn't drinking it, give it to another customer, you know? It's not doing any good. We gotta throw it out if no one drinks it. So I'm gonna deposit my opponent, congratulate him. Man, you did great, man. I can't believe he's still selling. I'm gonna go walk up to the bar. Everyone I meet in the hallways, I'm just grinning this fucking huge grin.
Do you still have the gas mask on?
I do, but I don't. Man, I'm all caught up in it.
And so all they see is your crazy eyes under the mask.
I'm still wearing a Speedo and a gas mask and nothing else.
Everyone kind of just backs away from you.
Oh, there's a... Oh,
the crowd loves it.
And I walk all the way up to the seating area. I raise up the glass and say, "Who wants it? Who wants the glass from the great wrestler, the Masked Man?" But it comes out.
It's very productive.
No takers?
No takers.
I pour it through the filter.
That might reduce the harm a little.
And then I walk off to see my mom, tell her about the great match I had.
Alright, so sorry for the non-linearness, because I wanted to. There was some stuff I needed to fit in with,
yeah,
Grace and stuff. But
it all made sense to me.
No, yeah, that.
All right. And so I think who knows. So let's go this way, because we went this way.
The story.
Should we just do that next at the beginning of next session?
Since here. That might make sense.
I was going to have him just do it then, but yeah, let's do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I, Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.